At Sky Vegas, there's plenty to discover. Take the prize machines. Now that's definitely worth a visit. It's got suspense, anticipation every time those wheels spin. And it's got great prizes too. From cash to free spins and free bets. It's all there to be won. Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before. You're not a winner until you win again. And again, and again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never wanted to stop. How could you say these things? How could you say that about Mom? So if I wasn't a Viltrumite, I'd just be one more human to conquer? No, this doesn't make any sense. You love me. You love Mom. I know you do. This is insane. What do you think is going to happen? That I'm going to go enslave my friends for a bunch of aliens that I've never met? This is my life. These are my people. I don't give a shit about Viltrum, and I don't care if I live a fucking million years. This is my home, and I won't let you destroy it. I know exactly what I'm saying. I never asked to be Spider-Man. I never asked for these powers. Never knew it'd mean a bashed up hand, a hard 9 p.m. curfew, no job, and friends who all think I'm scum. It was all just a twist of fate. A random bug bite. Easiest decision I've ever made. Except I saved them. Spider-Man's no magic wand, but thanks to the webhead, Kurt's cured and Billy gets his father back. So what if nobody threw a parade? Spidey stays because Spidey's needed. Bum boy, said Joe.
Bum boy?
Splurted Mr. Spud.
What else did they call you at school, son?
The bog roll kid. Mr. Spud shook his head in disbelief. He had sent his son to the most expensive school in England, St. Cuthbert's School for Boys. The fees were over £200,000 a term, and all the boys still had to wear Elizabethan rough and tights.